Welcome to your five for the day. There is a funny story about a young girl named Sarah who had a dream. In her dream, little Sarah was lying on a hill in the middle of a meadow on a warm spring day. Fluffy white clouds rolled by and she contemplated their shape. Soon she began to think about God. "God, are you really there?" Sarah said out loud. To her astonishment, a voice came from the clouds. "Yes, Sarah, what can I do for you?" Taking advantage of the opportunity, Sarah asked, "God, what is a million years like to you?" Knowing that Sarah could not understand the concept of infinity, God responded in a manner to which she could relate. "A million years to me, Sarah, is like a minute." "Oh," said Sarah, "well then, what's $1 million like to you?"
$1 million to me, Sarah, is like a penny."
"Wow," remarked Sarah, getting an idea. "You're so generous. Can I have one of your pennies?"
God replied, "Sure thing, Sarah. Just a minute."
The story is quite humorous and is a good reminder that God's timing and our timing are not one and the same. In our culture, we become accustomed to being able to get what we want when we want it. But we do good to remind ourselves that the best things in life take time and hard work to develop. Things like meaningful relationships, skill at a craft, and character don't just happen overnight. It is helpful to us sometimes to step back and take the long view, both in terms of personal growth and in terms of our lives here on earth. The 20th century martyr Oscar Romero, who spoke out against poverty, social injustice, assassinations and torture in El Salvador, once wrote, "This is what we are about. We plant seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. We provide yeast that produces effects beyond our capabilities. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for God's grace to enter and do the rest." All interesting words and thoughts by a man called upon to die for his faith and confidence in God, his Saviour. In the ever-changing world we live in today, what a joy to know that we can continually trust God. This trust relationship should be a growing aspect of our lives. Each day, each year, we should live in such a way that this aspect grows to a greater and greater degree. Some people may think this to be very foolish, but in truth, it is the very foundation of faith and confidence in the great all-loving, all-caring, all-gracious God of eternity. Thank you for listening.